This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan is a few days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as such. Hence we find He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات.
O you who have believed, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may attain God consciousness. أياما معدودات, just a few days. Elsewhere in the Quran, when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is talking about Hajj, He says,
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ,
and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the numbered days, in just a few days, and that is for the Hajj. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is drawing our attention to the fact that Ramadan is just a few days. And I implore you to look at your life and come to realize that life in and of itself is just a few days. Life in and of itself is just a few days. So in the same manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents us from eating, drinking and our desires during the daylight hours of the month of Ramadan, the person is also meant to keep away from that which is haram during his entire lifetime, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. But He always gives an allowance, because Allah created us with the innate want to eat, drink and fulfill our desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for an avenue, and that is that which is halal. So here we can see the intricate detail that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into in the month of Ramadan for us to learn a lesson as to how to implement that into our lives. So in Ramadan, even that which is halal, you are not meant to do during the daytime. Why? It is a training ground for you to understand how you should live the rest of your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to fast 1 month in the entire year. 1 month in the entire year. Why? It is a reminder. It is a reminder for the believer that you need to remind yourself and you need to train yourself every now and then. And that is why one hadith says, As-salatu ila salah, one salah to the next salah, and Al-jumu'ah to ila al-jumu'ah, and one jumu'ah to the next jumu'ah, wa ramadanu ila ramadan, and ramadan to ramadan, kaffaratun lima baynahunna idha ijtunibatil kaba'ir. It is a compensation between them if the major sins are kept away from. Why? It is a training ground for you to understand how to live your life. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal wants you to do something, you do it. He tells you not to do it, you keep away from it. And we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses those who believe for a reason. Because it is only a believer who can do this. It is only a believer who can keep away from food and drink and his desires solely for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Nobody knows whether I am fasting today. Nobody knows whether you are fasting today. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want a test of your iman, of your faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see whether you can fast for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If you find yourself making excuses, unnecessary, invalid excuses, simply not to fast, then perhaps you need to recheck your iman and ask yourself whether you truly believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, we see these social experiments where people go around asking questions. Will you break your fast if I give you $1,000? No, I won't. Will you break your fast? Here's the water, I'll give you $2,000. No, I won't. Always the answer is consistent regardless of the amount. The person is offered $10,000 to break their fast and they say, no, I won't. Why? Because ultimately as believers we realize that we are in this world أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ for a short number of days, in the same way that we will fast for 30 days of the month. We will only be here in this world for a short number of days. Imagine a person was to take the $10,000 and then break his fast, and he died before the end of that fast. What would that money be of benefit to him? So Ramadan is a great training ground for life altogether. You want to understand how to live life? Then look at Ramadan. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trains us to be patient as well. It is hot. The sun is at noon and the sun is beating down. You are thirsty, your throat is parched. And you are hungry, your stomach is grumbling from hunger. But you refuse to take a sip of water because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me not to do so. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited me from doing so. So, similarly, in life you will have circumstances that will come about that are not within your control. Things will happen that you cannot control. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will send a calamity in your life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has trained you through the month of Ramadan to be able to deal with that, to push through and persevere regardless of the problem, regardless of the circumstance. It doesn't matter whether it is hot. It doesn't matter whether I am tired. I will not take that sip of water because I know it is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When calamity hits you in life, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal wants you to respond in a manner that is pleasing to Him. And what is that? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. They say, when calamity strikes them, they say, we belong to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We belong to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and to Him we shall return. You see again, there is a reminder with patience and a link with patience and returning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Why? Because when a person realizes that I am on earth for a short number of days, it doesn't matter what the calamity is, he knows that ultimately I will return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This will end. This will come to pass. Just a few days. Just a few days. You see how Ramadan is a training ground for you to even go through your calamities, your problems. And some of us, had it not been for the month of Ramadan, we would have not experienced hunger. We would have not experienced thirst. Why? Because we have enough. We have more than enough. So before the tummy even starts to grumble, a person rushes to his meal. It's lunchtime. I better eat my lunch. It's time for me to hydrate. Let me hydrate. So we have enough food. We have enough drink. So we don't ever have the opportunity to even experience that hunger. But Ramadan comes along and you have to experience it. So what happens? You are now endeared and you understand the plight of the one who struggles with this feeling on a daily basis. Every single day he is fasting. Why? Because he doesn't have enough. And there are people out there who don't have enough. There are people out there who starve. There are people out there who die from thirst. Allahu Akbar. Who die from dehydration. So this endears us and brings us closer to those who suffer and struggle. And as a result, you take out from your pocket and you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that there are people out there suffering, feeling the feeling that I feel today, every single day. So let me give. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their suffering. And that is what we feel during the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ajwadu ma yakunu fi Ramadan. He was the most generous during the month of Ramadan. And one hadith, in fact the same hadith, tells us, كَانَ أَشَدُّ جَوَادٍ مِّنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. And he was more generous than the passing wind. Why was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more generous than the passing wind? Why would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give anyone and everyone? Because he realized that ultimately I am here for a short space of time. If I cannot use my temporary wealth to build me an everlasting home, then there is no point to this wealth. And that is the attitude that you and I need to have. That is the attitude that we all need to have, to understand that ultimately our wealth is given to us by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for us to enjoy, make benefit and use of in this world, and to give it to others and to build our akhirah. يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي. The hadith Qudsi says that the son of Adam says, it is my wealth, it is my wealth. وَهَلْ لَكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. And is there anything that belongs to you of your wealth except for that which you ate and it passed? أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. Or you wore it and it became worn and torn. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. Or you gave a sadaqah, a charity, and you sent it forth with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Is your wealth anything besides this? You know what that means? What you have used is yours. What you have given is yours. And what you have left behind is not actually yours. Allahu Akbar. That changes the definition of wealth in our minds. Why? Because when I die, what I've eaten is mine. What I've drank is mine. What I've used is mine. It's over. I've used it. Fine. I've made benefit. I've taken benefit from it. But and what I've sent forth to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal remains with Him, so it is mine. But the rest is not mine. It will be distributed amongst the heirs. And it's gone, it's over. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes our wealth. وَآتُوهُم مِّمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. And give them from the wealth of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Give them from the wealth of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is not yours and mine. We say it is mine, it is mine. But it is not really yours and mine. It belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What you spend of it belongs to you. In fact, one hadith mentions that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was out of the home and he was given a portion of meat. And Aisha radiallahu anha distributed some and she left some. So he actually said when he came back home and he saw the portion that was left, he said, what happened? She says, I gave some of the meat and this is what remains. And he says to her, what you have given is what remains. What you have given is what remains with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see the mentality. You see the ideology. What you have given, you've kept with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's there. I will find it there. What we are eating, it's for us to enjoy and it is over. Allahu Akbar. So when we change our mindset towards our wealth and come to realize that it is not only for us, our families, and for us to enjoy. Yes, leave something to your family. Yes, work hard for your family. Yes, give your family, spend on your family. That is also a sadaqah. But think of the poor and the needy. Think of those who have nothing. Think of those who don't have enough to wear, and those who don't have enough to drink, and those who don't have enough to eat on a daily basis. That is one of the main lessons of Ramadan as well. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, so that you may attain God consciousness. What will this God consciousness do for you? If you take a look at the human body, it is like a vehicle, like a motor vehicle. And the GPS system that is within is your heart. And that is what Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. التَّقْوَى هَهُنَا. He pointed to his heart and he says that God consciousness is here. Why, when you have that consciousness of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, you can navigate your life. You can live your life successfully as a human being. So Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, has placed Ramadan for us as a blessing and as a gift for us. We need to take as much benefit as we can from it by practicing upon that which He has told us to do, and by keeping away from that which He has prohibited us from doing. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to grant us the ability to practice Ramadan in a manner that is pleasing to Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil